Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. While the people were listening to Jesus speak, he proceeded to tell a parable because he was near Jerusalem and they thought that the kingdom of God would appear there immediately. So he said, a nobleman went off to a distant country to obtain the kingship for himself and then to return. He called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 gold coins and told them, engage in trade with these until I return. His fellow citizens, however, despised him and sent a delegation after him to announce, we do not want this man to be our king. But when he returned after obtaining the kingship, he had the servants called to whom he had given the money to learn what they had gained by trading. The first came forward and said, sir, your gold coin has earned 10 additional ones. He replied, well done, good servant. You have been faithful in this very small matter. Take charge of 10 cities. Then the second came and reported, your gold coin, sir, has earned 5 more. And to this servant too, he said, you take charge of 5 cities. Then the other servant came and said, sir, here is your gold coin. I kept it stored away in a handkerchief, for I was afraid of you because you are a demanding man. You take up what you did not lay down, and you harvest what you did not plant. He said to him, with your own words, I shall condemn you, you wicked servant. You knew I was a demanding man, taking up what I did not lay down and harvesting what I did not plant. Why did you not put my money in a bank? Then on my return, I would have collected it with interest. And to those standing by, he said, take the gold coin from him and give it to the servant who has 10. But he said to him, sir, he has 10 gold coins. He replied, I tell you, to everyone who has, more will be given. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. Now, as for those enemies of mine who did not want me as their king, bring them here and slay them before me. After he had said this, he proceeded on his journey up to Jerusalem. The Gospel of the Lord. Very interesting stories, the first reading, and the Gospel, long. I wish we have more time to have a feel for the Gospel and the first reading is all about. Remember, we have been reading from the book of Maccabees to encourage those who were tempted to abandon the religion of God. And today, the story is not just interesting, it is intriguing, it is captivating, it is inspiring. And I ask myself, am I really doing enough? It happened that 7 brothers with their mother were arrested and they all lost their lives. 7 brothers, a woman looking at her children, 7 of them, life taken away from them. How would you feel if you were that woman? But interestingly, she was the one that encouraged the children to be courageous, to be bold. And more importantly, what resonated for me was that we hear that she spoke to them in their own native language. She spoke to them in their own native language and in the language of their ancestors. What does that tell us? They must have been schooled in their custom and in the values that lies therein. In a time in a world where people want us to abandon our tradition, our custom, the good ones, so to say, from oppressors. No. Look at the values you have. Keep them. Do not throw them away. I know I bore you in my womb, but I did not give you life, she said to them. God gave you life, and he will give it back to you. So the book of Maccabees, I wonder why someone would throw it out from the Bible. Because it speaks about the afterlife. The confidence in the life that we have, that we shall also receive it after death. That's the lesson from the first reading of today. Courage. Message of the afterlife. And in the gospel, Jesus reminds us that there's no place to be idle with our talents. No spiritual laziness, no spiritual idleness should be entertained. We must keep working until he calls us. Do not say, well, after I'm going to die, after all, this world is going to come to an end, then go about not working. The second reading from last week's Sunday, St. Paul tells them, if you do not work, you should not eat. Why wait for the parousia? Why wait for the final coming of Christ? Keep working. Keep working. Do not give up. Do not be frustrated. Do not despair. Keep going. Keep grinding. And that's the message. Keep working with the talents God has given you. Always see the cup as half full, not half empty.